Walmart announced this week that it will include gays in its anti-discrimination policies. The decision will not award gay employees any new benefits, but it will protect them from discrimination. Gay rights groups say the decision is a sign of the ripple effect expected from last week's Supreme Court decision, which overturned sodomy laws in 13 states. But, as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, some legal observers question whether the decision will lead directly to new rights.
For many people following gay rights, the decision in Lawrence versus Texas is nothing short of a landmark. Suzanne Goldberg of Rutgers University says the sweeping language of the decision undermines any legal basis for anti-gay discrimination.
We can't say it's because we dislike gay people. We can't say it's because gay people are immoral. We can't say it's because gay people are somehow lesser human beings. The Supreme Court in Lawrence has removed all of those justifications.
But some analysts say the language of the decision is much more limited and won't lead to broader goals like the right to marry or to be free from discrimination in the workplace. They point out the majority opinion did not say gays have a right to equal protection under the law. Only Justice O'Connor, in a separate opinion, used that language. Professor Marilyn Ireland of California Western Law School says the decision focused on something quite different.
We got a privacy decision. We got a decision that people cannot be arrested and put in jail because of their private morality in their own home.
Ireland says it's quite a leap to apply that logic to something like the right to marry. Nebraska Attorney General John Bruning agrees.
The court was very careful to limit the privacy right that they recognized and to stay away from equal protection. The court didn't want to equate homosexuals with blacks or women or other groups that have received equal protection coverage under the Constitution.
Bruning is defending his own state's Defense of Marriage Act. That law says Nebraska does not have to recognize gay marriages from other states or countries and mirrors federal legislation passed in 1996. Bruning says he expects to see references to the Supreme Court decision in that litigation, but he says there's no connection. In fact, some analysts believe the gay marriage issue may never be decided on a national level. Professor Edward Stein of Cardozo Law School says the High Court has always said states should be in charge of family law.
It, in general, is hesitant to get involved in matters of domestic relations.
That's one reason why gay rights groups are challenging marriage laws state by state. In addition to the litigation in Nebraska, gay couples are seeking the right to marry in Massachusetts and New Jersey. Kevin Cathcart of the Lambda Legal Defense and Education Fund is hoping that gay marriage will simply become a matter of fact, as more states do what Vermont has already done and recognize the practice in some form.
Ultimately, we may well have to have 50 lawsuits in order to change 50 state laws.
But this tactic has sparked a backlash before and may again. Voters in Hawaii and Alaska barred gay marriage when they saw courts were ready to recognize it. Now legislators in Congress are preparing to do the same. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist said he would support a proposed constitutional amendment against gay marriage.
I very much feel that marriage is a sacrament, and that sacrament should extend and can extend to that legal entity of a union between what is traditionally in our Western values been defined as between a man and a woman. So I would support the amendment.
So last week's decision may have lit up the opposition to gay marriage and created some new obstacles for gay rights advocates. Nevertheless, Marilyn Ireland of California Western Law School says the decision has changed the debate in one key way.
It is rather important when you're arguing you're entitled to equality to at least not be a criminal.
The challenge will be taking the decision beyond that. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.